Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. All Muslims of Pakistan and their army, ensure the Muslims of Gaza celebrate Eid as we do by sending your willing and capable troops. Even as the Muslims of Pakistan prepared for the joy of Eid, their minds turned repeatedly to the plight of the Muslims of Gaza. As for the rulers of Pakistan, they attempted to reduce the widespread anger at their persistent refusal to send the Pakistan army in support of Gaza. Thus, on 4 April 2024, a full 3 days after the horror of Al-Shifa Hospital massacre was revealed to the shocked eyes of the world, the Prime Minister met the ambassador of Palestine. However, he did not meet him to announce the good news of sending missiles, tanks, and fighter planes to defeat the missiles, tanks, and fighter planes of the rampaging entity of the Jews. Instead, what he announced rubbed salt in the wounds of the Muslims of Gaza. As they are crushed by military bulldozers, sieged and starved, the media wing of the government stated that the Prime Minister, quote, assured the Palestinian ambassador that Pakistan would continue to raise its voice at every international forum in solidarity with the Palestinian people. Pakistan has so far sent 7 tranches of relief goods for the people of Gaza. Another tranche is planned soon after Eid, end quote. Thus, the rulers of Pakistan persist in their sinful neglect. O Muslims of Pakistan, the central weakness of the Ummah is the absence of a political leadership based on Islam, for it is not deficient in anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Islamic Ummah well over 3 million military troops who carry the desire for martyrdom and victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the Muslims the lion's share of the world's natural resources. What ruins all of these blessings are the rulers who are deep in humiliation, treachery against Muslims, and agency to our enemies. The absence of the Khilafah since 1924, a full century ago, is the central weakness of the Islamic Ummah. Without it, we are like orphans without a protective guardian, slaughtered by our enemies in full view of the world. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِنَّمَا الْإِمَامُ جُنَّةٌ يُقَاتَلُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ وَيُتَّقَى بِهِ فَإِنْ أَمَرَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَعَدْلٍ فَإِنَّ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ أَجْرًا وَإِنْ قَالَ بِغَيْرِهِ فَإِنَّ عَلَيْهِ مِنْهُ. The Imam alone is a shield behind whom they fight and are protected by. If he enjoins fear of Allah, the Exalted and Glorious, and dispenses justice, there will be reward for him. If he enjoins otherwise, it will count against him. Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. O Muslims of Pakistan's armed forces, side with the Ummah against the treacherous rulers to guard your deen and akhirah. Your role is not to secure nationalist borders on the basis of nationalism. Your duty is to secure the Muslims and raise the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the highest throughout the world. On the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah bless him and grant him peace, on the authority of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, المسلمون تتكافأ دماؤهم ويسعى بذمتهم أدناهم ويرد عليهم أقصاهم وهم يد على من سواهم. The lives of all Muslims are equal. The lowest of them can guarantee their protection. The most distant can keep others from breaking the protection he has given. They are one band against all others. So do not say, why must we enter war for the people of Gaza? Or we cannot bear the consequences of war. Your responsibility is one and your blood is one in the face of those who occupy an inch of Muslim land, wherever it may be. This is the deen of Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the deen upon which the armies of Salah ad-Din and Muhammad bin Qasim marched over vast distances to seek martyrdom and victory. O Muslims of Pakistan's armed forces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the stage for you to mobilize. The rulers of Muslims have all been exposed in the case of Gaza, so the Muslims will not shed tears when you remove them from power. The Islamic Ummah from Tunisia to Pakistan now fill the streets calling for the mobilization of the armies, so the Muslims will celebrate around the world. When you mobilize under a Khalifa Rashid, end the oppressive rule and grant your Nusra for the reestablishment of the Khilafa Rashida. The glad tidings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not be delayed, Allah willing, in fulfillment of what Ahmed reported from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, ثُمَّ تَكُونُ مُلْكًا جَبْرِيَّةً فَتَكُونُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن تَكُونُ ثُمَّ يَرْفَعُهَا إِذَا شَاءَ أَن يَرْفَعَهَا ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةً عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَّةِ. Then it will be an oppressive rule, so it will be as Allah wills it to be. Then He will raise it when He wishes to raise it. Then it will be a khilafah, caliphate, on the method of the prophethood. Depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill your duty with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear brothers. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.